This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. And you know the drill, right? I mean, you really got to get involved. Look, some of you are tired of hearing it. I don't blame you. I'd be tired of hearing it, too. I mean that sincerely. I would be tired of hearing it, too. But a lot of us are fighting... And when I say a lot of us, I'm not just talking about me. I mean, there are a lot of smaller conservatives out there that are doing what they can to try to make ends meet, right? Try to get the message out and make ends meet. And you know as well as I do, you've heard it. You've heard it over and over and over and over and over again, right? You've heard the problems they've had getting the message out, that they've had pages pulled, they've been shadow banned. I mean, we've seen it from night to night, if you would. Right? No, think about it. We have seen it from night to night. We've seen it happen from night to night. And when you look at this, and you look at the people that go out, they go after the low-hanging fruit, guys like me, who don't have $1.7 million hanging around in the bank that can fight them with. So what you need to do, if you, and I'm not asking you for $1.7 million for a new plane, you know, I'm just saying, so you need to, if you like shows like mine, there's other shows I'm sure you listen to, I get it, I'm not the only guy on. What you need to do,
to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563, and do become involved in the conversation. I don't care whether it's with me, another host. I prefer you be with me, obviously, or another host or any of that. I just want you involved in the conversation. And the story, some of the stories you guys have sent to me, just hilarious. Just hilarious. You know, when you look at what's going on today, we've just come out of Christmas, we come out of New Year's, and we're already, you know, starting off to shoot. Obama on Wednesday is going to meet with the Dems to talk with them about how they can keep Obamacare from being repealed. And he talks about how he's going to be around and what have you. You know what? You want to change this stuff? You really want to make a difference? And I know I've already, I'm preaching to you, I've done this before, and this is what, I was going to start this hour off this way. But this all comes to you sending the dog catcher to the Congress. And what I mean by that is you pay attention to local politics. A lot of people don't pay any attention whatsoever to local politics. And I've talked to plenty of people in my area who don't know city council meetings are coming up or elections are coming up. School board, water board elections coming up. They don't have any of that under control. And you look at them and you say, come on, you can't be serious. You really can't be serious in the sense that you don't have a clue to these things. Because these are the people that you end up sending to Washington, to the state houses. Right? I mean, just craziness. They don't do their job locally. And then you send them to Washington, D.C. so they can make our lives even more miserable. Thank you very much. And it shouldn't work that way. You shouldn't stick us with those kind of people. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. So get involved in the conversations like mine. Get involved in reading some of the articles that some of us write. I think I cleaned this up. I can't remember. I think I did, though. And where did you go? Don't you hide on me. And so there's a clip of a bunch of people in the street that were interviewed, and by Mark Dice and Jesse Waters and some others. And when you hear it, if this doesn't make you feel, this is why I don't, we can enact every law we want to do. There's all kinds of stuff that if we don't change our education system, nothing's going to change. These people don't know what the laws are. They don't know how to work from within the laws. They don't know how to make things work, make things happen. So take a listen. Let's see if this tickles you and makes you throw up. I'm curious.
You have a right to be stupid.
That was John Kerry in a speech that he gave. One of the only lines in a speech he's ever given that was actually 100% truth.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Who did America defeat in the Revolutionary War?
Oh, God.
This is going to be a history quiz. You didn't tell me this.
Oh, God. Why did you pick?
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon top choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Okay, we are really back, honest to God. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out when we have stupid little things going on. So I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation as a whole. And you know, when you're part of the conversation, when I see you in the chat room, I see you in different places where you're kind of commenting on what's happening, it believe it or not, it does help. Because it lets me know that you're listening. It lets me know that you're engaged. It lets me know that you're involved. And it's a big difference. It really is. Okay. So if you miss the whole first segment, so did I. It's okay. We'll catch up with it someday in the future. You know, we did a story the other night about the college that decided Santa Barbara City College. Actually, we're making fun of them because they had, right, they pretty much banned anything plastic because it hurts the, you know, ecosystem. And then they were banning, Santa Barbara College decided to ban the Pledge of Allegiance. And this isn't the first time they have been out there on something like this. And the reason is because the pledge is too nationalist. And it's especially over-the-top white nationalist, which is really funny because any country that does a Pledge of Allegiance, and they do, they all have an anthem, they all have a pledge they make to their flag, or their country, if you would. Are you against them? Are they bad people, too? Just asking. So, because of some of the heat, the outside pressure, if you would, on the Santa Barbara City College Board, they have decided that, well, we're going to continue on with it for a while. It will be recited at the Board of Trustees meetings until some future date when the matter can be considered by the board and how to handle it. What's to consider? This is the thing that bothers me about this. These goons, I have nothing nice to say about them. You want to say that they're exercising their freedom of speech, so be it. That's okay. You're allowed to believe that too. But do you understand that the only reason they can exercise their freedom of speech is because of what that flag symbolizes? Because of what that Pledge of Allegiance says? How many countries do you think you cannot get up during the pledge or during the national anthem or any one of those things? How many? I mean, are you serious? You might be killed or shot or put in jail for quite some time till you decide you want to be part of the family. I'm not joking. I'm not saying it to scare you. What do you think being a political prisoner is all about? What do you think it has to do with? I mean, it's seriously interesting to hear how, I don't want to say dull, because I don't mean it that way. But it's really serious, scary serious, when you don't even know what it stands for. You're willing to come against it, but you can't tell me why. And you're willing to come against it, you don't know why. I really want you seriously to give some thought to what that flag honestly means. Not what your professor told you it meant. I want you to go out and on your own research, do your own research around what the flag stands for. What countries have we been into? Not which ones have we invaded, as you like to see or hear. Usually when you invade a country, too, don't you get the spoils of the invasion? How many countries have we taken? Are we still taking oil from Iran and Iraq? Or even Afghanistan or any one of those places? Are we importing oil here for free? Did we take their women and children? Did we take their money or their men for slaves? Tell me what we did. We go in and occupy for what? When we occupy a place, it's in your terms, not mine. Look at all the troops we have in Afghanistan. And some people say, we're occupying Afghanistan. Well, the Afghanis don't feel that way. They know we're keeping them safe. However, the decision to bring to recite the Pledge of Allegiance is not permanent, Miller says. Sometime in the future, we're going to take it up again. You know what that means? We're going to do it when you're not paying attention. Really? Miller, who actually is the one that decided not to do the Pledge of Allegiance, he was yelling at the protesters because they repeatedly interrupted the speakers, which is really funny. These are these self-righteous turds, right? Because if it was a Republican or a conservative trustee meeting or board, and there were others from the left, we'd be hearing how they were exercising their freedom of speech, and it was okay, and they were allowed to do that. That's what we would hear from them, because we've heard it before. But in this case, it's bad. It's wrong. While the college recognizes that there are different opinions about the Pledge of Allegiance, it expects that the First Amendment rights of members of the public comment board meetings will be respected. It is inconsistent with those rights for other audience members to interrupt and mock speakers on the topic. Now, reacting to decisions by Miller to put the pledge back in, Alex Medagian, a former SBCC student, told Campus Reform that SBCC has a history of being uncomfortable with the foundation's ideas and principles of Western civilization. Until now, they only made a policy decision which advanced that radical left attitude. Now, think about something here. I want to keep coming back to something. The thing that they keep forgetting is it's the pesky amendments. It's the Constitution that, first of all, gave them a right to be elected to that seat, number one. Number two, it's that pesky little Constitution and the amendments that give them the right to be stupid and say stupid things. Can't go to jail for saying stupid things yet. It's too bad. You know what I'm saying? So I also object to the phrase, one nation under God, Miller said. The First Amendment not only protects freedom of speech and religion, but it also expressly prohibits laws that establish a religion. Yeah, it's funny how they go to that. I don't know of a law yet where the government has said, you will now be Methodists. Is there a law? Can somebody send it to me? Is there a state that says you will now all be Jews? You will now all be Muslims? You will now all be Baptists? I haven't found that. See, that's what an establishment of a religion is. And that's funny. They even go further. Not only does it not say that, but they've gone further to say, if somebody thinks that there might be a chance that the city is establishing a religion by having a cross somewhere along the roadway, that has to go too. And my favorite saying, you cannot smoke enough crack to have that make sense. I'll be back in a minute.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's so cold.
It's cold, all right. Wicked winter weather hitting Wisconsin. The high Wednesday, minus 11 degrees. The low, minus 29. And USA Radio's Alicia Cowan says the wind chill factor will be worse, much worse.
So we're supposed to have negative, up to negative 50 below wind chills. And with the wind chills, our boiler is really going to be working hard.
The governor issuing a state of emergency.
The governor of Wisconsin has actually issued a state of emergency. I believe this might even be the record cold. All schools are closed. Most businesses are closed.
Turning now to politics. After President Trump delivers the State of the Union Tuesday, February 5th, Democrats will have Stacey Abrams give the response. She ran for governor in Georgia and lost to Republican Brian Kemp. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Come on, don't you love the music? I love the music. I think it's wonderful. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, and be part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. If you listen to the show for any length of time, you know I don't pound on you. Not until after you hang up, anyhow. Right? I mean, I try to be respectful. Sometimes I giggle and I laugh because you're funny. You make me laugh. But, I mean, for the most part, seriously, when you think about this, you think about what's going on, you think about the questions, some of the stuff you guys call in, it's great. It's fun. Heck, I laugh at myself, for God's sakes. You really can't take it personal. Because I've gone off on the deep end, done some stupid, said some stupid things. Don't get any ideas. Only once in a while, not all the time. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You can watch live, you can look, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot, and I mean a lot going on. There's a lot of stories we can wrap I can wrap my mind around. I don't know about you. You know, so we're talking about how, and these stories come off of Campus Reform. They watch this for us. They're great people. But you have these Santa Barbara City College that decided to reinstate something they took out just a few weeks ago. And I'm hoping and I'm believing it's because of the aggravation that they took for taking it out to begin with. And it's because they don't like it. They just, again, it's you explaining to your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, your loved ones, your unloved ones. They need to understand that flag isn't just a political message. Right? Why would they do that? Why would they spread that? Except that they can't stand the country. They do not like what we stand for. That's scary. That's sad and scary, both at the same time. And if it, and you think it can't get any worse. Now you've got colleges, well, this is California, so I guess there really isn't any real surprises about this, right? But you've got, you think, there's so much more that these schools can throw at your kids. It's disgusting. And I mean, it's really disgusting. Now, there's actually a college that has decided that Nicholas Madeira is a saint. He's a wonderful man. Think about that. Sick people. Can't stand it. Always. If you guys go over to campusreform.org, there's a lot of these stories that you can get during the week, during the weekend. And you're going to sit there and just scratch your head and go, oh my God, I can't believe this. Now, Monday, with the Venezuelan presidential crisis, you know, you're talking about human rights activists, international observers. They've all accused Venezuela, or the Venezuelan dictator, Maduro, of an illegitimate election. Now, one of the only, other than the Russians, the only other ones that feel that he's fine and it was all above board is Scripps College. They hosted two speakers to defend the regime against a perceived foreign intervention in the country's crisis. Isn't that amazing? Scripps had previously hosted officials and speakers who were either supportive of or sympathetic to the murderous Maduro. Scripps, a woman-only college, is part of the Claremont College Consortium, a group of elite liberal arts colleges, all through Southern California, right? Where else? Think about it. Where else? The topic or the event was titled, Venezuela is Irrevocably Free. The event celebrated the endurance of the socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro. The college hosted two speakers at the talk, Akinyel Umoja and Jeanette Charles. Now, Umoja is the co-founder of the Malcolm X grassroots movement. Just leave that there for a second. He participated in the International Reparations Summit, and he witnessed Venezuela's ratification of the UN Decade of African Descendants. Now, Charles is pursuing a PhD in history at UCLA and previously spoke at Scripps in November to defend Maduro's regime. Now, according to the event poster, supporters of Washington's attempted coup have organized bursts of terrorist violence. They're dangerous people. In 2017, they orchestrated the burning alive of a black youth, and among them on the suspicion that the youth were socialists. Maduro's United Socialist Party had been a dominating force since 2007. I want you to think about this. This is the most oil-rich country on the planet, really. They had money coming in. When they adhered to capitalism, they had money coming in. People were eating, and not their dogs. People were eating food. They were doing well. There were jobs for the young people. And now under socialism, they've eaten all their animals. They leave their dead by the store, by the doors of the, you know, city offices because they can't afford to bury them. They're hijacking food trucks miles away from the city. And not because they're thugs, but because they're trying to feed their families. But is that really how you want to see? Is that? I'd love one of you guys to call. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Is that what normality is all about? Are you serious? This is what you consider normal. In the immortal words of Yul Brynner in The King and I, he's a puzzlement. It's just puzzling. You see all of this and you see nothing wrong with it. He's great. He's a great leader. He's good for his people. Do you really think in the midst of all this that was going on, they would reelect him? One poster reads, Venezuela is 60% Afro-descendant. Its people have supported the revolutionary process since their constitution in 23 out of 25 elections since 1998. Majority black regions in Venezuela have supplied the highest vote tallies for socialist programs. They also disproportionately risk their lives to defend the revolution when it comes under attack. The sponsors of the event included the Chiapas Support Committee, Latin American and Caribbean Studies at Scripps, and the Latin American Studies and the Draper Fund at Pomona College. Many of these lean so far to the left, they've almost fallen off the planet. Following the recent diplomatic severance between the United States and Venezuela, along with D.C., no, they don't recognize Maduro as the legitimate leader of the country. Umoja and Charles defended Maduro at the event. Now, they say that the United States is trying to overthrow him, trying to put their own dictator in. Yeah, okay. That's what we're all about. They don't deal with the fact that there's wide-scale food shortages. They don't deal with the fact that people are dying in the streets, that they have no money. They have no jobs. They have no food. And the government isn't supplying the food. Let me tell you what. Two slices of almost white bread and a bowl of chicken broth is not a meal for the day. Now, the United States and other countries say that the National Assembly President Juan Guaido, or the assembly which he heads, as a legitimate leader of the country. You've got to, again, for those of you on the left that troll the show, think about where these people were before socialism. Think about where these people were before they took the oil companies, before the government took over the oil companies. Right? Get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And don't just get involved in the conversation. Give me your email address. Sign up for the text messaging so that you know when the show is coming on, where we're going to be, where we can be found. Because lately, every chance they get, they make it as hard as possible to find us. And then send me, if you want a certain article or a topic, something you want to talk about, want me to talk about, send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. The capital TRS on the subject line, so I know it's on a sale, or you're trying to sell me something. And let me know how to get a hold of this person if you can. Anyway, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously. We're going to do some more of this craziness when we come back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Oh, come on, happy music. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Yeah, when you're down and out, sing a song. However, you will never catch me singing a song. You know what I mean? I want to keep you guys around. You know what I'm saying? 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5560. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being involved in the conversation. You can find us at, on, if you want to see or partake of and see our video on Twitter, it's at Real Joe Messina. Real Joe Messina. You can find it at The Real Side or Joe Messina, but we're trying to move everybody over to Real Joe Messina because that one's not being shadow banned yet. All right, so let's talk more about racism. No, really, because it's so much fun. Because I don't even know what it means anymore. I have no clues of what it means. You know, back in the 70s, even in the 80s, if somebody said you were racist, you really would stop and think about what you were doing. The message that you were putting out, right? Now they say it, you go, eh, okay. Because I don't know what it means anymore. Everything's racist. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich is racist. No, it really is. Look it up. I mean, if I could go through a whole list of stuff that they consider racist, which has nothing to do with it. When, anyhow, the Cooper Union, a Manhattan art school, they're going to host a lecture called The Space of Appearance, Infrastructures of Whiteness. God, I can't stand it. We have collectively lost our minds. You know, I have a friend of mine that believes in contrails. Now, I don't know where you stand. I'm not going to make fun or not make fun of them right now.
Chemtrails.
Yeah, chemtrails, whatever. In my mind, neither one exists. That's okay, anyway. So, he says that there's chemicals in there that make it rain or not rain and make weather, not make hurricanes, don't make hurricanes. I respectfully disagree totally with all of you. I think there's stupid dust in there. That's what I think. Okay? I think that there's dust in the air, okay, on a 24/7 basis, and the only thing they try to do is dumb us down to the point where we can't even change the station anymore because we don't know how. We can't think anything through anymore. Yeah, that's I believe that now. So maybe that's what's coming out of there. Maybe if somebody can catch some of that dust coming out of the sky, we can have it analyzed. And now you'll know why we think how we think. That's right. The Space of Appearance, Infrastructures of Whiteness. With guest Nicholas Mirzoff, a professor of media, culture, and communications at the nearby New York University. Now, the event's description notes that the lecture will examine how museums, monuments, and formal spaces of incarceration interact to sustain regimes of segregation, taking examples ranging from Danish refugee detention centers to American Museum of Natural History. I mean, they go through this whole thing. These are all symbols, God, of infrastructures of whiteness. Now, can you imagine architects sitting around designing something? Hey, Harry, that's not white enough. No, really, that kind of looks like it has some culture to it. It might be misconstrued as Ethiopian, right? Let's change it. Are you serious? And they'll make fun of me saying I'm not educated enough to understand. The syllabus for one of the classes called The Decolonizing Media, Museums, Monuments, and Universities, which was taught in 2018, it summarizes the course this way. There's a call for decolonizing visuality. Look, I have a hard time with these words because I've never seen them before, some of this stuff. I've never seen some of these terms before. They're teaching these kids things that aren't real. They don't exist. They say that they need to erase the pattern of classification, separation, and more. The workshop alternates study of racial capitalism and decolonial methodologies. And we're letting them do this. Think about what they're doing and what they're getting away with and really, truly, the effect this is having on your kids and the future of your children. They're going to have to unlearn all this garbage. Where does this get them? What is it? So I'm going to an architect school and I have to learn how architecture has to do with color, has to do with whiteness. What does black architecture look like? I'm just curious. Is there, all right, so there's Mexican architecture, right? But here's the problem. You can see it. It's beautiful. But it has nothing to do with color. It's just like music, right? You have different musics, different feels. I joke with Tammy on a regular basis, right? I can't imagine a pasty white guy coming up with a good salsa, good salsa music. It's not in the DNA. I know that was racist in and of itself, but I'll live with that. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you ever see George Bush when he was down in Africa? Right? And and he was trying to dance in some of the little villages he went to. And it was like, please stop. Just stop. Now, let me give you some names here. Just a couple. Let's see if you people know who these people are. Paul Williams. Vertner Woodson. Nora Merrick Sklari. Julian Abel. Robert Robertson Taylor. Albert Cassell. This is one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. These were seven names of over 15 famous black architects. And when you look at their buildings, they all look white to me. I mean, come on. Seriously. There's nothing special about black architecture, white architecture, female architecture. I shouldn't say most. That's not true. Almost half of the famous black architects are females. Which doesn't surprise me at all. None of that stuff surprises me when they're females. But you won't hear about them. I guarantee in this class you won't hear about them. Not at all. Because it's all about how whiteness has taken over. The event doesn't exist in isolation, but it's part of a push to remove art that students and administrators on college campuses find white offensive. That's right. George Washington may be gone soon. Because that's, you know, picture of him kneeling. Think about the offensiveness here. You got George Washington kneeling by his white horse praying to God. Can't have that. Here's a white man next to a white horse praying to a God that doesn't exist. Get him out of here. Look at this. Look, that hits them all. That's like the trifecta of political correctness, right? Last week, Campus Reform reported that the University of Notre Dame plans to cover up a mural of Christopher Columbus because of his treatment of the Native Americans. At the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, a group of several hundred protesters gathered together last August to tear down a Confederate statue. I mean, we can go on and on and on with these things that these people did without really thinking through what they were doing. So does that now mean, here's the thing, here's what's funny about all of this. Those statues are gone. Is the history gone? If you scrub the history from your head and you don't teach it anymore, does that mean it's gone? It never happened? Does it make you feel better? How are you ever going to know how ugly this stuff was if you don't read about it? If it isn't printed, if it isn't put somewhere, how are you going to know? How are you going to keep it from happening again? Smarter people than I have said the same thing. If you don't know it, you're going to repeat it. That's the short version. Really. It's infuriating. It's infuriating to think that, you know, these are the helicopter parents who kept thinking that they were going to cover for their kids. They were going to make sure their kids didn't get the brunt of negativity around them. You saved them from everything. And you ended up saving them from nothing. Really, think about it. They're constantly in a condition of being offended. They're constantly in a condition of being depressed. Constantly in a condition of fear. Who did that to them? You did. It's just amazing. Write it down, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com is the address. We've got a lot of stuff I want to try to get through in the next hour. You know what? Go get yourself a cup of coffee, heat up your food. Probably nobody would know what a TV tray is anymore, huh? That really would let you know how old I am. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, joe@therealside.com. Or, during the break, just text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222 if you want to be notified. Like, you know the saying, text rates will apply. But most of you have unlimited text. It doesn't really matter. Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for hanging in. We will catch you in the next.